What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we are talking about how some narcissistic people, some toxic people, want you to chase after them. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back. Yes. Some narcissistic people, some toxic people, absolutely want you to chase after them. What do you mean, chase, Lee? Like, how do we, like, physically sprint after them? Like, you're chasing down a car, like you're running a marathon? No. I mean, sometimes, yes. But most times, what I mean, chase after them, is that some of them, yeah, they play hard to get. Even when you have gotten them, even like when you're already locked into a relationship with them, even when you're locked into a marriage with them, when you're locked into co-parenting with them, whatever it is, they want you.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To chase after them, because a lot of narcissistic people, most narcissists, want to feel like they matter in some way, shape, or form, right? So how do I test your love for me? How do I do this? How do I do that? Some of them will break up with you on purpose. Like, some narcissistic people will break up or offer you trial separations, or say, we need some time apart, or I need some space, or something like that, in order to get a reaction from you. And typically the reaction that they're looking for is for you to pursue them. Like, pursue, yeah, means physically come after them, but also emotionally chase them. Like, verbally chase them. They want you to be blowing their phones up. They want you to call all times of night. They want you to pop up at their house. They want you to look like you want them. Because, I'll say this, inside the mind of a lot of narcissistic people, like, if you chase me, that means that I can get away with stuff. If you are the one that is chasing after me, if you are the one that is pursuing me, then I can get away with stuff. I can move differently within the relationship or outside of the relationship. It means if you're always chasing me, if you're always picking the phone up, if you're always texting me or calling me during a breakup, during a trial separation, that means that you still want me. And that means, like, I can do certain things. Can I not? You mean, that means I can do certain things. That means I can move forward. That means I can, like, progress and do what I want to do outside or inside of this relationship from now on. It's like, if you're chasing me, I get to make the rules within the relationship. Don't I? Why'd you chase me? Why you text me back? Why are you calling me all times of night? Why are you trying to see me? You know, if I don't get to make the rules, if I don't get to set the rules, then why are you coming after me? You see how the minds of some narcissistic people work. And y'all, this is also true before you get into a relationship with them. If you are the pursuer, if you are the suitor, if you are the person that is going after the narcissist or toxic person, you might not get love bombed. Like, if I am a covert, introverted narcissist, right? And you come out, you like me. You're like, oh, I like Lee. I like those dreads. I like whatever. I like how he's funny or whatever. You know, whatever you like about me, you know? I'm joking. But, like, what... Like, if you come after me, if you are pursuing me, if you are showing me signs that you like me, even before we get together, even before, like, if you ask me out, that means that I have a little bit of free reign to do what I want to do. I don't have to go as hard as I would if I was the pursuer. If I'm chasing after you, if I'm love bombing you, you have to woo me over because you like me, don't you? You made it clear that you like me. You made it clear. So now you have to chase me. You see what I'm saying? That's the mindset that a lot of narcissistic people, toxic people fall into, y'all. I'm not saying everybody does this because sometimes, a lot of times, the narcissist ends up being the one that comes after you, right? They end up being the one that pursues you, right? So that happens so much. Like, but you, if you are the person that is chasing them, then yeah, you probably won't get love bombed. They probably won't come after you like that. They probably won't do things for you. You know, that's what I'm just saying. Like, if a narcissistic person, especially out.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If they use, you know, this is really true. If they are consistently and like constantly using a breakup as a form of manipulation, like if they are always threatening to break up with you or leave you for some reason, this is really going to be true in a lot of those circumstances. If they use a breakup as a tool of manipulation, like, well, I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to break up with you. And they break, and sometimes they do break up with you, but like the same day, y'all be talking back together. Like, that's how they use it to control you. They use the breakups as a tool to control you and to manipulate you, to get you to chase after them, to get you to feel like you're not doing enough for them, to get you to change certain behaviors. Because if you're chasing me, that means I'm okay, right? That means I have minimal work to do. That means I can convince you that you need to change something about yourself. If you want this relationship to work, which I think you do because you are pursuing me. You see that mentality. You see how that mind works right there in that situation. That's why I'm just telling people, like, if they're consistently and constantly breaking up with you, they want you to chase them. And some narcissistic people, yeah, is it that, I know a lot of people are going to ask, like, is it really that deep? Do narcissists have that deep a thought process? Most narcissists don't think like this. They're just doing it. It's like a subconscious thing. Me, because I'm self-aware, I have a different level of understanding of how my mind works and why I would do certain things. So I can convey that to you from a different place. You know what I mean? I can convey that to you from a different dynamic. I can convey that to you from a different mindset and whatnot. I can convey that to you from my own personal thoughts because I'm self-aware and I have the ability to be more introspective than most narcissistic people. You know what I mean? And this is not me saying I'm the most introspective narcissist. I'm the most introspective narcissist in the world. This is me saying, like, that's how I can communicate this to you on a different plane right here. Because, like, most narcissists can't do that. They're not going to talk to you in this way. They don't have that ability to do that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if they are consistently and constantly breaking up with you, it might be time for you to end it for good. I'm not telling everybody to leave their relationship. That's why I say it might be time for you. Like, if you are getting tired of the back and forth and they keep coming back and you are the one to reach out, you are the one to pursue them, then yeah, they're going to make you are responsible for making the changes that make the relationship go. You are responsible for making the changes that make the relationship, kind of the wheels turn on the relationship, so to speak. You are. So that's why I'm just telling people, like, if this is a constant in your life, like the breaking up, the on and off, and they are and they keep breaking up with you. And the reason that y'all go off so much is because they break up with you, or they threaten to break up with you. And the reason that y'all go on is because you reach out to them, then you are pretty much like reverse hoovering. So you know, you're pretty much reverse hoovering yourself. And if you don't know what the reverse hoover is, it's when you, the victim, survivor, thriver, whatnot, you suck yourself back into the relationship. You reach out to them. Like, you are the one, like, they break up, they go damn near radio silent on you, right? And then you miss them, and then you reach out to them. You reach out to them, and then you suck yourself back into the relationship. And when you do that, you pretty much, like, if it's a game, you lose. You know what I mean? If this is going to be viewed as a game in some way, shape, or form, then you lose this. You're going to lose this game 9 times out of 10. So it's just like, how much struggle do you have in you? How much suffering do you have in you? Because dealing with a narcissistic person, you're going to struggle. You're going to suffer. And like, if y'all consistently breaking up, they want you to chase after them. Because like, and again, y'all, sometimes they want you to chase after them just so they can have evidence that you are the chaser. They can have, like, they can get your reactions on camera. They can get you crying and begging for them. Like, if I get a recording of you crying and begging for me back in your life, then I win, don't I? You know, if I get a recording or instance of you crying and begging me to come back, then don't I win? I have this evidence now. I can damn near blackmail you with this. You see how that coercive control works right there, y'all? Like, just stay strong. This is what I'm just saying. Like, this video is just telling y'all that if you see yourself in the position of the person I'm referring to, like the chaser, you have to find some strength. Because if you don't, I'm just telling you, this goes on for as long as you allow to go on. And then you keep chasing them, and they get into a new relationship. You'll literally chase them into a new relationship. Like, you'll chase after them. Like, you'll be behind them trying to get them to come back and be in a relationship with you while they're in a relationship with somebody else. You'll still be chasing after them. Like, you'll be the old supply that they can go back to and cheat with and whatnot. You'll be the backup person. Don't be the backup person. Because sometimes that's why they want you to chase them. Because the more you chase me after we break up, the more I know I can move on and still have a backup plan. If I'm entertaining someone else and you're still reaching out to me, you are now my backup plan. You say I think that I can move forward with somebody else and you'll still be there for me. You'll still be there with me and whatnot. You know, but anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. I'm getting my voice back slowly but surely. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, y'all. We're closing in on 400K. I seriously appreciate every single one of y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental illness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.